Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A district court judge has sided with a landowner group and found a North Dakota law related to underground storage of carbon dioxide to be unconstitutional. The ruling from Northeast Judicial District Judge Anthony Swain Benson could have implications for the controversial Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline project, which has a carbon dioxide storage permit from the state. The Northwest Landowners Association in 2023 sued North Dakota and the State Industrial Commission, challenging a state law that requires landowners to allow carbon dioxide storage beneath their property if at least 60% of the affected landowners agree to the project. In Summit's case, about 92% of landowners in the storage area chose to participate in the project when the IC approved the storage permit last year. Benson writes that the state law is unconstitutional because it allows a government-authorized taking of property without an avenue for just compensation determined by a jury. In this case, the property is pore space or cavities in underground rock formations where emissions can be trapped. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley said his office was beginning to evaluate possible legal avenues forward to properly balance all of the interests involved and reach an outcome that respects private property rights but also the needs of an economy moving forward. An Iowa Capital Dispatch story quotes Troy Coons, chair of the Northwest Landowners Association, who said, "Be a good partner. Show us it's a good project. People will be involved." Meanwhile, Summit continues to seek a construction permit from the Iowa Utilities Commission to add more Iowa ethanol plants to its carbon pipeline network, including Valero Renewables near Charles City, Absolute Energy near St. Ansgar, and Poet Bioprocessing near Shell Rock and Fairbank. A woman involved in a drug conspiracy in Northeast Iowa has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. From August 2022 through January 2024, 50-year-old Nicole Fordyce lived in Waterloo when she was involved in a conspiracy to distribute large quantities of marijuana intended for further distribution in Waterloo, including marijuana she received in the mail from her son in California. Fordyce then gave the marijuana to other people involved in distributing it throughout Waterloo. During this time, Fordyce also deposited over $190,000 in drug proceeds into a bank account used by the people involved in distributing the marijuana. In April of this year, Fordyce pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute marijuana. On Tuesday, she was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by United States District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams to 60 months in federal prison. She must also serve a 4-year term of supervised release after prison. There is no parole in the federal system. Fordyce is being held in United States Marshals custody until she can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Tri-County Drug Enforcement Task Force, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the FBI, Homeland Security Investigation, Butler County Sheriff's Office, Denver, Iowa Police Department, Fullerton, California Police Department, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Donations are being accepted through tomorrow for the Chickasaw Closet. It's the latest idea from New Hampton High School's Interact Club, which, at almost 60 students, is the school's largest student club. Co-advisor Jennifer Monteith says Interact is a Rotary Club for students.
Our purpose in having Interact at the high school level is really to do community service projects, teach leadership. All of the projects that we do are student ideas, and then they're led by the students. So it's a great way to introduce them to how impactful giving back to their community can be.
Monteith says boxes for Chickasaw Closet donations of Chickasaw's gear are available just inside the entrance to the elementary, middle, and high schools.
Maybe they had a student graduate and they're just not wearing their wrestling club shirts or basketball shirts and they wanted to donate them, or maybe they have younger kids that have outgrown Chickasaw gear. So we just thought it would be a great idea to go ahead and do a collection of anything Chickasaw branded and then basically repurpose that for people who, one, maybe can't afford to purchase items at full price, or two, just wanted something fresh. I mean, we've gotten a few like more vintage items that have, you know, been around for years, so those are fun as well.
Chickasaw's hats, tote bags, and blankets are also welcome and will be available for purchase after the first of the year.
So we'll be doing a pop-up shop after the holidays where we're just going to offer everything for a free will donation and kind of repurpose all of the cool Chickasaw gear that we've had throughout the years.
Monteith adds that proceeds from the Chickasaw Closet will go back into the Interact Club for future projects. Among their ongoing projects is collection of non-perishable items for the Chickasaw Pride Pantry, located inside the entrance to New Hampton High School, with the food available to those in need. A peak alert has been issued for today due to the predicted high demand for electricity on the regional grid. My Energy Cooperative is calling for electricity conservation today. Elevated peak demand leads to higher power costs during the peak alert. Members can help keep rates stable and affordable by conserving electricity during the peak alert period. Electricity conservation measures during this time include lowering the thermostat on your heating systems to at least 68 degrees, lower if no one is home, running the dishwasher or doing laundry later in the evening, using a microwave instead of the oven to cook, and refraining from turning on televisions and gaming systems. Each small action can collectively make a big difference in the demand on the electricity grid. Saturday on 95.1 The Bull, Iowa men's basketball, the Hawkeyes hosting Maryland. Pregame at 2, tip-off at 3. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.